Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the legendary Indiana Sports Talk, 30 years on the air. We're glad you're with us, glad to be a part of that. Coming up, we have much more basketball to talk about the Boys State Finals tomorrow at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and some college basketball. Right now, though, the man with all the info, catching you up on tournaments and games and everything else, the star of our show, it's Network Indiana's Corbin Lingenfeld.
Thank you, Coach. Close games are not something new for the Purdue Boilermakers, according to their head coach, Matt Painter.
These guys are resilient. Yeah, they've been in a lot of close games. We played one of the best schedules in the country. We've been undefeated non-conference the last 3 years.
That they are. Purdue is off to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2019, 80-68 over Gonzaga. And there was a lot of good for Purdue, but one of the best things was 13 turnovers against the Bulldogs. Matt Painter postgame.
You know, more than anything, like with this win, we're 26-0 this year when we have 13 or less turnovers. And just taking care of the basketball, when we give ourselves, you know, a chance to score and we execute and get good shots outside of making them, we also are a good offensive rebounding team. And then if we do miss them and don't get it, it sets our defense.
Purdue will face the winner of Creighton and Tennessee, which is at halftime. And Creighton has a one-point lead over the Volunteers, 35-34. Another game that's gone final. NC State, the only remaining double-digit seeded team, is off to the Elite Eight after an upset win over Marquette, 67-58. They will play the winner of Duke in Houston, and Duke has a one-point lead over top-seeded Houston, 23-22 at the halftime break. Over in women's college basketball, the current game going on right now, 37-18 is the score between Texas and Gonzaga. They're at halftime. Games that wrapped up earlier, the Indiana Hoosiers were 15.5-point underdogs against top-seeded South Carolina in the first region in Albany, New York in the Sweet 16. Well, they covered that. Indiana falls to South Carolina 79-75. The Hoosiers are graduating three seniors, Ariel Wisney, Sarah Scalia, and the All-American Mackenzie Holmes. Also falling today was Notre Dame to Oregon State 70-65. Third-ranked NC State upsets Stanford 77-67. Over in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers were 109-90 winners over the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, the Pacers did let this game get back within seven, and the Lakers were driving down, but Tyrese Halliburton put on a defensive performance.
The Los Angeles Lakers 72. Lakers down by seven with the ball. Reeves off a James screen. Still outside the arc. Now he'll float it to James, left edge. Backing in on Halliburton, returns it to the top, and Reeves had his pass stolen by Halliburton. Halliburton pulls up, right edge, got it to the foul line. Siakam took it home.
Now, while Indiana did lose the season series against Los Angeles, this was a big bounce-back game as they gave up 150 on March 24th. The Pacers also lost in the in-season tournament. The Lakers in the in-season championship, 123-109. They get a 109-90 victory to give them the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference, one game back from Orlando, who lost earlier today. Now, this also was win number 42 for the Pacers, which guarantees them a winning season, which was the first time in Tyrese Halliburton's career that he's had a team have a guaranteed winning season. Now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, the IHSAA state finals for boys basketball coming up tomorrow. In Class 1A, Fort Wayne Canterbury is taking on Bethesda Christian at 10:30. Brownstown Central is facing Wapahani in 2A at 12:45. In 3A, it's South Bend St. Joseph and Scottsburg at 6 o'clock. And Fishers and Ben Davis at 8:15. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back. This is fun, isn't it? I tell you, I remember the first year we did the show, okay? 1994. Think about that. That's when we started, and we started with 8 stations and had an idea for a show, and 30 years later, look where we are. But that first year that we did the state finals, it was, you know, I remember it vividly. And we were trying to do something that hadn't been done before in terms of the show, the concept of the show. And so, you know, that first night was that first championship weekend was a lot of fun. We were able to get a number of the coaches to come on and spend time with us. And since that point, you know, we moved forward and had a great time. And so this will be fun. Again, if you get a chance to go to the games and support the teams, you know, the kids in your community, please do it and do it right. It's a massive, massive event for everyone. It's exciting, and we wish everyone the best. The IHSA Champions Network, a network unlike any in the country, will be a godsend for you. You can watch, you can listen. If you get a chance to go, and also they're streamed on IHSATV.org. It's also Android phone, Roku, Amazon, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Android TV, all of that. So you can watch the game, you can listen to the games, and we encourage you to listen because many of the stations here on Network Indiana are part of the IHSAA Champions Radio Network. That's not coincidental, by the way. I don't think we had that in mind when we created the show. We just were trying to have some fun on Friday and Saturday night. So the first game is Bethesda Christian and Fort Wayne Canterbury. It's Bethesda Christian 23-7, Canterbury 18-9. I'm doing this game on the radio portion of the broadcast, and I think it's a tremendous matchup. I really, really, really do. I think it's, you know, one of the things about this, you know, Canterbury, you look at them, they are a team that, I mean, really, they can handle it. And they can shoot it. They are a team. They're game-changing players in terms of what they do. They've played a difficult schedule. You don't survive in the schedule they've played by not being good. So they are a formidable group. I mean, you look at them statistically, Canterbury is a team that their only losses. I mean, listen, here are the people they've lost to. They lost to New Haven. They lost to Fort Wayne Wayne. They also lost to Northside, to Manchester, Blackhawk, Lures, Adams Central. They were on a little run, and they're on a stretch there, not playing particularly well. And then, you know, starting in January, started to put it all together. And they score about 63 points a game. And they're offensively a very capable group. They are a solid, solid group. Their leading scorer, Luke Douglas at 14, excuse me, Sam Milligan at 15, Luke Douglas at 14. They're a balanced team, and they uh, They've won. They've gotten to this point by winning and beating some really, really good teams in their Michigan City semi-state. They beat Elkhart Christian and beat Liberty Christian to get where they are. And so they are a very, very good basketball team playing another very good basketball team in Bethesda Christian. Bethesda Christian, 23-7, have played. Listen to the teams they've played. They have lost to Westfield. They lost to Guerin Catholic, New Palestine, Tipton. The Tipton loss back in January was their last loss. And they have strung together quite an impressive run to this point. And they are a team similarly very capable offensively. They really are. And so you've got two teams who can score the basketball. This Bethesda team is a poised team. Understand who they are. They shoot the ball really, really well. They're a tough team to match up. They're really good defensively. They'll change defenses. These are two teams that in many, many ways are very similar in what they do. Makes it a compelling matchup in the single A. All right, short break for a scoreboard update. We'll come back and talk more championship basketball. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
We had some college baseball happening today. Don't worry, we'll get to your basketball scores here in just a little bit. But let's start things off between Notre Dame and, actually, let's go Indiana Butler because this was a really good game. Indiana takes down Butler 11-2, 12 hits, one error for the Hoosiers happening today. And then also with the Notre Dame game, they're currently tied with NC State, the 22nd team in the country, 6-6. The Irish have 11 hits, no errors, while holding NC State to 8 hits, and they've also forced them to commit 2 errors. Notre Dame and NC State heading into the final inning, top of the ninth, tied at 6-6. All right, let's get into some basketball here. Purdue advances on to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2019 in an 80-68 win over Gonzaga. The Boilermaker fans showed up in full force. They made Braden Smith happy.
When you make plays and go on runs like that and get them involved, I think it makes our jobs a little bit easier. And Paint talks about it a lot, like give them something to cheer for. And when you do that, it just makes everything so much easier.
Smith on the NCAA YouTube page after that win. They'll take on the winner of Creighton in Tennessee, which is still at halftime with Creighton leading 35-34. The other game happening right now, Duke has a one-point advantage over Houston, 29-28. Coming up tomorrow is the IHSAA State Finals. A lot of games happening, including Fishers and Ben Davis, as the Giants look to repeat as champions. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Corbin Lingenfelter, great job tonight. How you doing?
Coach, how are you?
Man, I'm excited about basketball tournaments.
Oh, me too.
So, Do we have an opponent yet for the Boilers?
We do not. That game that they will have will either be Creighton or Tennessee on Sunday.
Right.
They're still at halftime with Creighton ahead 35-34.
This one goes down to the wire. It really does.
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I'm really not sure who I'd rather Purdue play. The way they're playing, I don't think it matters. But I don't know. I think Tennessee, they're two different teams. Tennessee will guard you. I mean, they're physical. They'll turn it into a football game. Everybody's trying to beat Zach Edey up anyway, but Tennessee will turn the whole thing into a football game. But Creighton, the way they play, the way they shoot it, I don't know. Not much to worry about. Boilers are going to be – they're going to be in the Elite Eight. They already are. So we'll find out. So that game's at halftime, right?
Correct. That game is at halftime.
If I didn't have a short turnaround, I'd watch that after we get off. But that's one of us at this age, one of us needs as much sleep as he can get.
Oh, no more all-nighters for you?
Yeah, you know, those days are long gone. And so, I've got a – It's a half-hour drive for me, and so you know that. You're a Johnson County boy.
Yep.
So, and I need to, you know, I need to roll in. I can't just roll in and sit down and get there for tip-off. you got a little bit of something you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, those kinds of things. So, it's a short turnaround. And I was remarking, you know, early to Landon off-air, I was telling him, back when I was younger, I used to do all four games. And I, you know, I would do, you know, a couple on TV and I'd do two on radio, and then I would walk from Gainbridge or Conseco or whatever it was called back in the day. I would walk up to the circle, to where our studios are, and I would do sports talk, and then I'd drive back to Franklin. I did all that. I used to do all that. I did that for, a while. I did all four of them for a long while. In addition to doing Indiana sports talk, and then age kind of caught up with me, so now I just do the morning session, and I leave it up to the IHSAA and to Heath Shanahan. They decide what they want, whether they want me to do a TV and a radio or both, radio, or it doesn't matter to me. I'm just going to do a couple of games. So fortunately, I'm doing the 1A on radio and the 2A on TV, so have a little bit of fun. And I think all these games are really, really good. And you know what? I've done it a long enough time. What you find is, you know, it's hard. It's really hard to prognosticate these games because they play such different schedules. Geographically, things are different in terms of who you played and how strong teams are and all of that. If all you do is look at records, you're making a huge mistake. But in doing my research and doing my prep, I really think these are four pretty good games. I really do. The other part of it, too, is there are some tremendous storylines throughout each one of these games. And so there's plenty to talk about. And I know you're probably going to be resting because you work more than anybody I know. But it's going to be a fun day tomorrow.
Yeah, it will be. You know, I know everybody is talking about that 4A game between Fishers and Ben Davis, but
right.
The game that I'm really excited for is that 2A Wapahani-Brownstown Central
right.
game because
I'm with you.
I've seen Jack Benner during my time down in Ferdinand with Forest Park. I've seen how this young man plays, and, you know, he's a Purdue prospect. He's going to be going and playing for Coach Painter next year. And, you know, it's just – I want to see how Wapahani.
Tell us what kind of player is it? Because frankly, I mean, I understand he has unlimited range. He can knock down shots from the concession stand. Quite frankly,
yeah, he can. He's a true three-level scorer. He'll beat you in the paint. He'll beat you at the mid-range, and he'll beat you from the three. Forest Park, I remember last year, they had three big guys. Probably had roughly 10 to 20 pounds on him, and he was still just driving right in. Wasn't afraid to take on the big 6'4", 6'5" guys that Forest Park had. And he's a true three-level scorer. I mean, everything he puts up is almost a guaranteed bucket. I can't remember at this time how many he had in the semi-regional last year. But, you know, I truly believe Jack Benter will be the key guy that Wapahani's going to have to try and figure out for tomorrow. And it's going to be interesting to see how they play him.
Isaac Andrews from Wapahani and Jack are AAU teammates. They're both prolific scorers. Isaac is the Delaware County scoring leader all time. And these are two incredibly talented guys, clear-cut Indiana All-Stars. But these are two teams that are really, you know, they have great depth on both teams. They have the star player. But you're right. I think this is a compelling matchup. Mm-hmm. And I love the 3A matchup with Scottsburg and South Bend St. Joe because of the differences in style. Scottsburg is primarily a zone team, a 1-3-1 half court, and their length is an issue. Bethesda Christian, Fort Wayne Canterbury, same thing. Two teams that can shoot it and handle it and pass it. Two teams that are difficult to match up with, and I think that'll be a great game. And then the 4A battle. Yikes! What more can you say that hasn't already been said to this point?
You can't, besides, you know, Ben Davis is trying to be the first repeat team in 4A since Lawrence North three-peated back in the mid-2000s.
Right, right. And trying to come back after winning 33 last year and having heavy graduation losses, which is phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal in terms of especially playing the schedule they played to get to this point. So, yeah, that's why we call it Hoosier Hysteria. That's the reason why the greatest sports movie of all time is about Indiana high school basketball. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we've done this for, it will soon be, 114 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing, you know. There's a lot of good games in March, and I know this is why you, one of the reasons why you say that March is the your favorite time of the year, because you got a lot of good basketball going on in this month.
My grandson's birthday, my birthday, which doesn't count anymore. We've stopped counting. NCAA tournament, IHSA girls and boys tournaments. So, yeah. March, there's a lot going on in March. There should be. And, you know, my birthday literally came and went without any fanfare. We don't even care about my birthday anymore. I mean, I do, but it appears that my family doesn't. So,
happy belated birthday.
If you ask me what I got for my birthday, the answer is nothing. But that's okay. Here's what I got. I got a chance to get one more day in. I'm still here. I'm still doing what I do.
There you go. That's the best way to look at it.
Absolutely. All right. So tomorrow and Tuesday. You have Indiana State in action, right, at Hinkle Fieldhouse in the NIT semis.
Yes, we do. They're going to be taking on Utah on Tuesday, a highly anticipated game. You know, Indiana State, you know, there's a lot of rumors flying around out there with Josh Schertz. Could this be the last one, or do they want to make sure he goes out on top with ISU, or is he going to be back next year? I think there's a lot more questions than answers right now.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one to come up with. That's tough. I think he's done a masterful job. I thought Greg Lansing was a great coach, and I thought Indiana State was a tough place to win. Coach Church has shown us that it's possible, and he's done it in a first-class way. They're fun to watch, and I hope he stays. I'm not in the prognostication business, and I have no information. I hope it ends with a championship and the coach sticking around. All right, scoreboard update coming up with Corbin Lingenfelter. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Let's throw a little bit of baseball into the basketball talk here this evening. The St. Louis Cardinals are trailing the Los Angeles Dodgers in the top of the sixth, 5-0. The Cardinals have two hits on the day, as Bobby Miller has gone 5 1/3 innings so far, only allowing two hits, but he's got 10 strikeouts, as the Dodgers have five hits on their five-run day. The Brewers, though, were winners earlier over the New York Mets. 3-1, eight-hit day for the Brewers. Only gave up one hit to the Mets. Over in men's college basketball right now, Tennessee has taken a six-point lead over Creighton, 45-39, 16-12 remaining in the second half. The winner will take on Purdue, who won 80-68 over Gonzaga earlier on this evening. Duke is also ahead of Houston by 2, 39-37. They will take on NC State, who upset Marquette 67-58. Over in the women's side, Gonzaga is trailing by 21 to top-seeded Texas, 54-33. Oregon State upset Notre Dame earlier on, 70-65. And South Carolina took down Indiana 79-75. The other game was NC State and Stanford 77-67. Make sure to follow Indiana Sports Talk at IND Sports on Twitter. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. We got basketball to talk about. It is tournament time. All right, Corbin, tell me about the IU and Notre Dame women's teams. Not a great day for them. This is disappointing. I had such high hopes for these two teams.
Yeah, I did too, Coach. Notre Dame, really, I had a little bit more hopes for because of South Carolina is now 35-0 on the year, being the top-seeded team
sure.
and likely going to be playing for the
right.
national title here in about a week. But, you know, I got to give credit to Indiana. You know, they were 15.5-point underdogs, according to the betting lines. You know, nobody really expected this to be very much mm-hmm. of a game. They just expected a steamroll for South Carolina into the Elite Eight. But Indiana, Mackenzie Holmes, Sydney Parrish, the other seniors and juniors on this team, they just played exceptionally well. Cut this game back in within one possession, but a late three by Raven Johnson for South Carolina kind of sealed the deal for the Gamecocks, and it sends Indiana back home, unfortunately. But, you know, what a great season by the Hoosiers. You know, you've got that win over Caitlin Clark in Iowa earlier on this year. You got a couple other upset wins for the Lady Hoosiers, so you can't really write this season off as being a down year. And I'm looking at the stat lines here, and in the second half, Indiana actually outscored South Carolina 43-30
right.
between the third and fourth quarters. So it was a really good showing. Notre Dame, I think the biggest problem, and I was on the morning show this morning with KB and Andy on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan in Indy, and Kevin had mentioned, you know, Notre Dame's been battling a lot of injuries lately, and he said he thinks they only have like seven ladies that they dressed for this game. So unfortunately, the bench depth was not there, and the Irish head back home to South Bend, Indiana, after falling in the Sweet 16.
Well, they had great seasons, and as I say all the time, it's hard to win. It's very
mm-hmm.
it's hard to win. I don't care what you say. It's hard to win, no matter who you are. All right, Corbin, thanks. Tony Donahue joins us. You know Tony Donahue, longtime member of the show. Tony D, tell me about this Papa Shot deal that you're going to L.A. I meant to call you a couple weeks ago. Well, what's the deal on this thing? Tell me about it. Did I read this right on social media that you are going to L.A. to compete in some Papa Shot competition?
Well, shame on me. I should have called you last weekend when I was in L.A. So I won a Pacers qualifier. It was through the Pacers. Got to go on the court about a week and a half ago. Won. They sent me to L.A., which was great because it happened to be the same day that Thermal Club was racing for IndyCar. And, yeah, it was cool. So I spent 3 days out in L.A., saw some IndyCar action, saw the Pacers play the Lakers and the Clippers, and got back to Indy just in time for some IndyCar hybrid testing out here at the Speedway.
So IndyCar hybrid testing, tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the teams that are out there yesterday and today that were testing this new hybrid are the teams that are a little bit behind. They haven't had the opportunity to test as much as some of the bigger teams, such as Penske and Ganassi and Andretti. So we saw at Carpenter Racing out there today, Juncos Hollinger. And the hybrid is a lot of different things. It gives you a little bit more boost. The drivers can actually start the engine from the cockpit now. They don't need one of their crew members to do it for them.
Right.
So that's going to help, you know, road and street courses when there's a yellow or there's a spin, that driver can fire it up and get himself back to the pits instead of having one of the AMR safety workers come out and refire him. So it's going to be great. I think it's going to add a lot more horsepower, a lot more speed. I think we'll break some track records in 2025. As of right now, they're going to unveil this at Mid-Ohio, which comes up 4th of July weekend. Everybody should have enough time, enough opportunity in that time to test it, to get to know it. And I think it's going to be something that may attract a couple more engine suppliers, hopefully leads to a new car. We'll see, but I'm certainly looking forward to it.
All right, Tony, I wish I had more time, but I'm glad you're back. Sorry you didn't win. But we have a lot more racing to talk about throughout the spring. Thanks for taking time to call me. Have a great weekend.
We're almost to May, Coach. Can't wait.
All right. Thanks so much. Pacers win tonight. Something to be happy about. 109-90 winners over the Lakers. From the Indiana Pacers Broadcast Network, Pat Boylan. My broadcast partner tomorrow on the 2A championship game between Brownstown Central and Wapahani on the IHSA Champions Network. Hello, Pat, and thanks so much for the call.
Hi, Bob. And, yes, I got home from the game, sat down to finish up some prep, and then thought, oh, my goodness, I'm supposed to call you. So I apologize for a slightly delayed call here, but better late
than No. It's all good. I'm up until midnight, and so you'll be carrying us tomorrow. I'm glad you've done your preparation. That's good to hear. Very good to hear.
Yeah. You know what? Looking forward, as always, to calling a game with you, and that sentiment that you just shared, it could not be more reversed from my end. But, you know, a couple of schools here who are looking for their I get these a lot, and I feel really lucky to get them, these type of assignments where you've got both schools looking for a first state title, because
right.
I think it's
right.
It's just so exciting to know that one of them is going to end what's been a drought. Doesn't even feel right because these have both been, you know, two historically good teams. But to know that one's going to lift that trophy tomorrow is pretty cool.
It is cool, and I think the other part of it too is that, you know, you have different storylines. The Wapahani storyline with the tornado in Selma before they played in the semi-state. You have the father-son storyline with Brownstown Central with David Benner and his son Jack, and you just literally start going down through these championship games. But the game you and I have is also a battle between one and two, number one and number two in the polls, which is something that, you know, clearly doesn't happen. Happen very often.
You're right, and you see a lot of commonalities between the two teams too. You went through some of them, but you've got two coaches who have been with their teams for a long time, two coaches who went to high school and were graduates at these
right.
schools.
Right.
Each coach and their kids, their kids are great players, and each of these teams has the one athlete that has really stood out as Mr. Basketball conversation, and Isaac Andrews for Wapahani. And, of course, Jack Venter, the son's kid at Brownstown Central, who's headed to Purdue. And so, yeah, there's a lot of similarities between these two teams. You know, even those best players have played with each other on AAU. So they're teams that know each other well. And as you said, Brownstown's kind of had the target on their back all year, but Wapahani's been riding shotgun up there with them for a lot of the season too. And not always you get the top couple teams in the state championship game, but we were able to get that this year.
It's also a situation where both these teams can put five guys out on the floor, can handle it, pass it, put it on the deck, make decisions, and do things right. They're both well-rounded, tremendously talented, and fundamentally sound basketball teams.
And you could speak to that better than I, but one thing that really jumps out to me, too, is Brownstown on the season a 40% three-point shooting team. Wapahani
yeah.
on the season,
yeah.
41% three-point shooting team. So you got a lot of kids that can stroke it. And just by pure points scored and given up, you've got the top offense in Class 2A and the top defense in Class 2A. So there's an area where the two schools differ. Brownstown's going to want to run it up and down the floor. Wapahani, they feel comfortable if that's the case, if they are in a faster-paced game.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, probably, I think, want to play a little bit slower than that and let their defense and what's been their strong point all year kind of sink their teeth in. So we'll see if it's a clash of styles type game or not. But Matt Luce at Wapahani was, you know, over and over, you know, pounded the drum on, look, we don't have to play slow. We don't have to try to
right,
slow them
right.
down dramatically. We're comfortable playing, you know, whatever the game calls for.
You got time to spend five more minutes with me?
You got it.
All right. We'll come back, talk more with Pat Boylan. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
We are less than 11 hours from the 114th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals. Starting off at 10:30 in the morning, Fort Wayne Canterbury is taking on Bethesda Christian. In 2A, it's Wapahani and Brownstown Central at 12:45. A little bit of a break in between until 6 o'clock when Class 3A South Bend St. Joseph and Scottsburg will tip off. And following that game, it's the 4A matchup between Fishers and Ben Davis at around 8:15 estimated time. Ben Davis is looking to be the first team to repeat as Class 4A state champion since Lawrence North three-peated from 2003 to 2006. Some MLB scores for you happening now. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Los Angeles Dodgers are up 5-0 on the St. Louis Cardinals. Six hits for the Dodgers, two hits for the Cardinals. And the Milwaukee Brewers were 3-1 winners over the New York Mets. This game had to be postponed today due to some weather that moved through the northeastern part of the country as the Brewers start off their season 1-0. Over in men's college basketball, Tennessee is up 62-51 on Creighton. That winner will take on Purdue in the Elite Eight on Sunday. Purdue wins 80-68 over Gonzaga. Now, Purdue put up the same amount of points in each quarter, 40 on Gonzaga. 40 points in the first, 40 points in the second. Have a good night. I'm Corbin Lingbelter.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Pat Boylan rejoins me from the Pacers. He's also, I'm lucky to be his broadcast partner tomorrow for the 2A game between Brownstown Central and Wapahani on the IHSA Champions Network. Pacers 108-90 over the Lakers. This is great. I love this. Tell me about this impressive win for the good guys tonight.
You know, it's almost kind of funny because you go back 5 days ago in Los Angeles, these two teams played a 150-145 game. That's regulation. That's not
Yikes.
Six overtimes. That's
right,
regulation.
Right.
Lakers come out on top. You've got two of the five fastest teams in the NBA by pace of play matching up. So you think, okay, we're in for another barn burner tonight, and the exact opposite happens. Both teams much better defensively, but this is the lowest number the Pacers have allowed all season, 90 points. So that a really good sign, and the Lakers and Pacers are both teams in very tightly contested conference playoff races right now, so there was a lot on the line. This had kind of a playoff feel to it, you know, a packed field house. There were a fair amount of LeBron James fans there, so you're getting cheers either direction when shots are going in. And the Pacers had their lead trimmed down to 7 with about 7 minutes to go and then held the Lakers scoreless for about 5.5 minutes, which really put the game away. So all in all, one of their better performances of the season here tonight, Bob, and probably their best defensive performance of the year.
Yeah, at this point, they need W's, you know. You know what I mean? They're almost in playoff mode anyway at this particular point, are they not?
And that's really been the case since the All-Star break. You know, the standings have just been so tightly compacted in the Eastern Conference that it's really felt like you're in playoff-ish mode since mid-February. And this is something that Rick Carlisle talks about all the time. But these type of opportunities, you know, the Pacers have a pretty young group here. And these type of opportunities,
right,
these games against good teams, sellout crowds, late March basketball, handful of games to go left in the season – these are mocking playoff-type environments, and they're very valuable for a group that some of the players on this team haven't had playoff experience or have had very little playoff experience. So he feels like they're gaining a lot from opportunities like this, games like tonight. And the Pacers excelled down the stretch. They were terrific, did a really, really good job on LeBron James. Whenever you hold him under 20, that's a major, major W, and they did that tonight.
All right, go get some sleep. You're going to need it because you're going to be you're going to be doing some heavy lifting tomorrow.
Hey, it's almost midnight, and I'm going to see you in a few hours. So you get some sleep, too. I'm looking forward to it. Always cherish the chance to get to call a game with you, and hopefully we'll get a great one here in 2A.
No, you're kind, Pat. I'll look forward to it tomorrow. Thanks for doing this, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Pat Boylan from the Indiana Pacers And also, we've been fortunate to do an IHSA boys state championship game together the last 3 years, I think it is, something like that. I think he's enormously talented. At least one of us will be. And he does a great job. I wish I had his future. I really do. Corbin Lingenfelter, we got a final on Tennessee and Creighton yet?
Not quite, Coach. Still 7 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the second. All right. Tennessee still with a 7-point lead, 62-55.
I just, we need Sunday to hurry up and get here and figure out what the Boilers, what they're going to do, who they're going to play. We need to pick up the pace and get us there. All right. We got 9 minutes, so we won't make it, but we'll get closer and closer. Okay. All right. We'll take a final break. Coming up soon and continue to talk about basketball. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night. We'll be recapping the great day of basketball at Gainbridge Fieldhouse with the boys' state finals. Final break, final thoughts. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. There are no age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers currently waiting for life-saving organ transplants. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save up to 8 lives and heal 75 others. So once again, that website, driven2savelives.org. We've talked about it at length. Let's talk more about it. The 114th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals presented by the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever tomorrow at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. In about 10 hours, we're going to have 10 and a half hours. We'll have the Bethesda Christian Fort Wayne Canterbury matchup to determine the 1A championship. Bethesda Christian's 23-7, Fort Wayne Canterbury 18-9. I like the matchup. Two teams very similar in what they're doing. That's followed at around 12:45 with the 2A championship game between Brownstown Central, ranked number 1, Wapahani, ranked number 2. Talking about similarities in the 1A game, I think these are two teams that are very similar. They shoot the ball well. They play together very, very well. They're willing passers. They can both shoot it. Tremendously talented. Got one, you know, each team has a superstar, if you will. And so when you have number 1 versus number 2, you have a built-in tremendous matchup. The 3A game between Scottsburg and South Bend St. Joseph starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Gainbridge. Scottsburg is 24-5. South Bend St. Joe, 20-9. Contrasting styles, if you will. South Bend St. Joe likes to get out and push the ball up and down if they can. Scottsburg is, you know, they're a half-court zone defensive team that by nature tends to slow the tempo a little bit, but they're an opportunistic team. They can score the ball. They can shoot it. Their length is an issue, I think, for South Bend St. Joe. If St. Joe can speed it up and play the way they want to play, I think that's what their game plan is. And then the 4A championship wraps up a very impressive day of basketball tomorrow night. Ben Davis, the defending champs, at 23-5, taking on Fishers, 28-1. You know, have great stories in both tremendously talented teams, and it's I think it's a great way to wrap up what everyone anticipates will be a fun day of basketball at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. So the Boilers win. We're still waiting to find out who they'll play between Creighton and Tennessee. For Landon Coons and Corbin Lingenfelter, I'm Bob Lovell. Great job, gentlemen. Thanks so much to our great stations around the state to bring this show every Friday and Saturday night. And for 30 years, you've made us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.